So can you kind of summarize where we're at right now in terms of cardiac safety and trastuzumab/chemotherapy?
So what we've seen is from the 006 trial, where it was a trial that had a non-anthracycline arm in it, that the incidence of cardiac dysfunction when you use trastuzumab plus anthracyclines, even if it's given after the anthracyclines, is an increase of 4 to 5-fold. You go from what we saw in the clinical trial of 4 events in about 1,000-plus patients versus 20 events for congestive heart failure. If you say, I'm not going to set congestive heart failure as the bar because that's a pretty high bar, that means the patient's already got significant problems. But we're going to look at sustained loss of cardiac function. You find that that number goes up to 17% of your cases will have a sustained loss in cardiac function. Now, what do I mean by sustained? I mean out as far as 2.5 years, which is far as we measured so far. We'll be looking further too. But it certainly is not this short transient thing that people have been talking about, 2 weeks, 2 months. It's clearly longer than that. Now, if you add what's going to happen to these patients long term as they get older, as we cure them, which is what we hope we do, and they accrue other life events, hypertension, obesity, diabetes, other cardiac insults, the concern is that the cardiac dysfunction is going to go up even higher. And certainly some of the SEER database analyses show that that's the case with plain old anthracycline therapy, much more so than we previously thought. And I think in these trastuzumab patients, I'm worried that we're going to see that go up even higher.